Judge Richard Plotkin rejected a challenge from a Brooklyn attorney who said the wording of the November ballot amendment to allow up to 7 new gambling casinos in New York is biased. The amendment says that the casinos would create jobs, reduce property taxes, and help pay for education. The State Board of Elections changed the wording, which critics call spin, from more neutral language initially submitted by the state's attorney general. Attorney Eric Snyder, who brought the case, said during a recent court hearing that the positive language inserted by the Board of Elections commissioners is unfair and wrong.
To stimulate job growth, to add funding for schools, to reduce property taxes, that's not neutral. And that's not what was voted on. And that's not their role. Their role is to make sure to enforce election laws and not to create advocating language.
Judge Plotkin said in his ruling that he would not hear the case because Snyder did not bring the lawsuit soon enough. Even though the State Board of Elections did not make public the new wording of the casino amendment until 3 weeks after they voted on it, Snyder still waited another month before he filed his claim. The statute of limitations to file lawsuits on election-related cases is 14 days. Judge Plotkin also ruled that the challenge to the positive spin of the ballot wording has no legal merit. He ruled that under state law, the Board of Elections can, quote, exercise its own independent judgment and discretion and is under no legal duty to accept the advice of the Attorney General. A business and labor coalition formed to promote a yes vote on the new casinos called the lawsuit a needless distraction and said in a statement that it's time to move forward. The business council's Heather Brichetti, who's part of the coalition, said recently that she thinks the amendment wording accurately reflects what the gambling expansion will bring to the state.
The reason why we're authorizing the casino gambling amendment is for providing a revenue source for education, providing a revenue source for local governments, and for job creation. And so I don't think it's a rosy picture. I think it's just like any other ballot amendment in its wording.
The New York Public Interest Research Group filed an amicus brief in the case. NYPERG's Blair Horner says while the group is neither for nor against gambling, he's disappointed that there won't be answers about how the rosy wording on the ballot came about.
Who got involved with putting their thumb on the scale so that the question being given to voters is a question that's loaded, the games to the advantage of the pro-casino interests?
Horner says NYPERG will work to get new laws passed that would require more public input before ballot questions are approved by the Board of Elections. Attorney Eric Snyder plans to file an emergency appeal in the case to a state appellate court. Time is growing short. Election day is less than 3 weeks away, and the ballots have already been printed. Many have already been sent to absentee and overseas military voters. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.